This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Gusty northwesterly winds can be expected thanks to a front moving through our area today, with gusts up to 45 miles an hour in some places, which may create high to very high grassland fire danger this afternoon, possibly in our area and moving east across much of the western South Dakota plains. With the prolonged surge of COVID-19 patients at Campbell County Memorial Hospital, Campbell County Health is considering and in some cases has already implemented crisis standards of care as designated by the Wyoming Department of Health. CCH Chief Nursing Officer Natalie Tucker said that since September 1st, 98% of the COVID-19 positive patients hospitalized have been unvaccinated. CCH continues to implore community members to vaccinate against COVID-19 and take precautions to prevent the spread of the virus. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Gusty northwesterly winds can be expected thanks to a front moving through our area today, with gusts up to 45 miles an hour in some places, which may create high to very high grassland fire danger this afternoon, possibly in our area and moving east across much of the western South Dakota plains. As of Monday and continuing through Friday, October 1st, Campbell County Health has canceled elective inpatient surgeries at Campbell County Memorial Hospital in order to ensure that patient beds are available for emergent admissions. Inpatient surgical capacity will be evaluated on a weekly basis with a goal of returning to performing inpatient elective surgeries as soon as possible. Patients should consult with their surgeon with questions on the status of any scheduled elective inpatient surgery. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.